The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
Now, if the weather does hold off, it'll be the perfect time to get your garden summer ready. For the past 2 weeks, Newstalk has teamed up with Ron Seal for Fix It Fortnight, 2 weeks of top DIY tips and garden advice from the best experts in the field. And what better way to enjoy your garden than having a barbecue? And to get you all ready for that barbecue, I'm joined now by Raymond Loughlin, who's Head of Operations at the Orchard Home and Garden Centre and an expert in all things barbecue related. And it's not often that I can vouch for that personally, because Ray came in and sat down and we were sort of, that feeling of, you look a bit familiar. And Ray said, I cooked a brisket for you many years ago. It was good brisket, it has to be said, Ray.
Thanks, Anton. Thanks very much.
All the more amazing for a man who's vegetarian.
Yes. 40 years of vegetarian.
But you don't mind producing briskets for others?
No, I can cook briskets, pulled pork. I use the technology available to me. And I just, everyone thinks I'm a brilliant cook, but I'm not a cook. I'm not a chef. It's just that I use the apps and the technology available to make it happen.
Well, this is interesting, because for a thing that people associate with burning bits of wood and sticking meat beside it, the world has changed significantly. Well, give us a sense of the kind of technology that's now available.
Absolutely. So at the moment, you have different apps available and different probes that you can set beside your barbecue. Let's just say you're cooking a breast of chicken. So turn the app on, pick the item you want to cook. It'll tell you how to salt and pepper it, how to season it, when to turn it on the grill. So at about 35 degrees, you could be inside watching TV or having a cup of tea. Hey, just go out and turn the meat. And then when it's just about 3 degrees before it's cooked, it'll tell you your food is just about ready to go off and take it out. So
there's none of that risk of poisoning your friends and family.
No fear of anybody coming saying, oh, I got a terrible meal off you last night, I was sick as a dog. No, it's all, if you follow the apps and all, and there's hundreds of menus, no matter what brand of barbecue you use. It's super. Like, I mean, it'll talk.
How expensive is this, Lark?
You can, €169 will get you an excellent one, and it takes you all the way through from preparing right the way through.
And that's the app and the probes.
And the app
that
and the probes.
Get...
Yeah, you get two probes in the box, so you could actually, you could do two different meats, two different fish. You could have, or if you want to do a brisket, it'll talk you right through until it gets to 60 degrees from start. It'll tell you to wrap it in tin foil. It actually shows you a video of how you wrap it, put it back on, put the probe back in, and once it hit 90, 95 degrees.
Takes all the fun of sitting beside it all night with the six-pack out, though, doesn't it?
But see, the people have the misconception of, and even in movies, you see hoods up on barbecues and people getting their eyebrows singed and everything. So, like, cooking with a hood down is the way to go, always with the lid down. And that's because the flavours create within the barbecue.
Talk to us then about gas versus charcoal versus smokers versus pellets, because the range is now massive.
So your diehard barbecuist will only use a charcoal barbecue. He'll insult him if you say something to use a gas or anything else. But the technology in gas has come on because it has flavorizing bars within it that cover the, in a V shape, that cover the burner. So as the juices drip, it creates that smoke effect.
And there's a lot to be said for hit a button, barbecue's on.
Yes. Now, when you say hit a button, then you go to your pellet grills, which are, you can just set it on your phone, walk away. Like last week.
Now, what's a pellet grill?
A pellet grill uses pellets with an auger inside it. So it's electric and it's digitally controlled. So
you can. Now, an auger is a big corkscrew, effectively.
Yeah, it's underneath. So you have a hopper on the side that you put your wood chips in, depending on which are your pellets in, depending on whether they're pecan, apple, mystique. They're all different flavours, cherry flavours, depending on what flavour you want from your food. So,
and it then gradually adds these to control the temp.
Drops them in two or three at a time in the burn inside the burner, and it gives that effect.
That must cost a fortune for one of those, doesn't it?
You can start at €600-700, but you can go up to about 2,500. But you don't need to go, like, €1,000 will get you
€2,500 for something. Then it doesn't even connect to a gas bottle. This is the thing that burns wood. £2,500.
Doesn't connect.
So that's pellets. Yes. What then about charcoal?
Well, charcoal, your diehard fans will use charcoal, and it's easy to use, but you only need a couple of accessories. Once you have a fire starter, which is like a round unit with a handle that you put your charcoal in and put a lighter underneath, it gets the coals lit in about 15, 20 minutes. I had a customer in recently that said to me, they bought a charcoal barbecue 2 years ago at me, and it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, but the problem was she was trying to light the charcoal just in the base of the unit.
And never getting it lit.
No.
So this effectively looks like a top hat that you fill with charcoal and light from the bottom and then
the
pour in.
And the handle you pour in each side if you want to do indirect or just all over for a steak.
A lot of people are fixated on the fact that you're a vegetarian, Ray, with questions coming in aligned to that. Text saying, I love that he's a vegetarian. I was trying to barbecue veggie burgers and sausages for someone on a charcoal barbecue the other day, and it just wasn't working. The charcoal seemed to need the fats to keep the coals light. It was a disaster. Does he have any tips on what I should have done? And how do you cook good veggie stuff on a charcoal barbecue?
So I suppose the problem that could have been there was the coals weren't hot enough. Like so when they're in the unit, the fire starter, you'll see them very red. And then once they're at that stage, you can, like, when you look in, it's just like totally like lava. It's red in there. You just pop them in and that heat will get you where you want to be.
But and again, what do you recommend for vegetables? Because once you go past corn and the cob, it's hard to come up with what's next on the list of barbecueable vegetables.
Again, the apps, there's hundreds of things. Like I do broccoli with breadcrumbs on it and they're all available within the Weber, like a brand like Weber or Traeger. And they all have super apps for vegetarians.
You do broccoli and breadcrumbs on the barbecue?
Barbecue, yeah.
How?
Just in a basket. You give them a light steam for 2 or 3 minutes and then you toss them in breadcrumbs, put them on the barbecue. They're really nice.
And they sort of, indirect side?
Yeah, well, you can put them direct. They can go on direct in it. You know, they'll go on direct.
And do they come out crunchy?
Yeah, they're nice. They're really nice. Really, really nice. There's like, even if people were to just Google vegetarian meals or veg on it, they'll come up with hundreds from all the different brands.
You're obviously at this a while, the whole barbecuing thing.
Yeah, I'm probably 17 years at it. Like, I mean, like last week in the orchard, I decided to get 3 barbecues and show the diversity of a pellet grill. So I cooked a pizza on one, I cooked a spatchcock chicken on the other, and I reverse seared a steak on the other one. So I basically cooked the steak at 225 degrees for about 40 minutes and then I took it off for 5 minutes, turned the heat up to 500 degrees and I seared it both sides for 5 minutes
and then fed it to somebody
and
else
just
to see was it okay
over and the crowd came around and ate it on me.
Go back to what you said about the pizza, because there are two options now for in most garden centres that do sort of barbecuing stuff. You'll have the dedicated pizza ovens and in some cases you'll have the charcoal barbecue topper pizza oven. Are any of them any use?
They are. So I used a gas barbecue last night to make 4 pizzas for my kids. And they're as good as what you get in an Italian restaurant, to be quite honest with you. Once you get your 00 flour and just get your mix right on it, it's super thing to do. But they will come out the same, whether it's a charcoal barbecue, a gas barbecue. The pizza ovens are good. You can get a small pizza oven that'll just take kindling at the back. You light it, put it in. You can get the bigger units, but...
Like, but they'll get to temperatures much higher than
your gas barbecue. They get to 600 degrees very quick, like, you know. Like, I did a personal pizza for everybody in work about a year and a half ago. I let them write what they want. About a minute and a half, every pizza was done.
And are you finding they're selling well?
Yes, they are. I suppose, you know, sales-wise, between UK and Ireland, 80% of purchases is gas grills. 20% is charcoal. You know, the electric market, which can do the same thing... For apartment living, there's 5 or 6 different models out, and it does give the same flavour.
A text asking about recommendations. Any recommendations for good but cheap barbecues? I'm a beginner, so I don't want to spend loads, but I'd love to get started.
But then just a start-out barbecue for €109, a charcoal barbecue will get them up and running.
Anything they should look for?
A brand like Weber is like...
Weber. You won't get into a Weber for €109.
Well, they will get into a 47 charcoal kettle. Yes.
My God, that's cheap at the price.
Yeah, you know, and it gets them started, it gets them into barbecuing and they can move from there.
Does Ray know anything about the egg barbecue? I've heard it's great, but is it worth the money? I assume this is the big green egg.
Yeah, the big green egg. There's different, there's a Kamado egg, there's different. The thing about the eggs is they're a double sealed wall on it. So it's really, you know, it doesn't take much fuel inside it. So it retains the heat for a long time. The eggs are quite good. Like, I mean, all the brands...
Not cheap, though.
No, not cheap. No, you could be talking about... €1,800 for an egg. Now, we don't do green egg, but you're up around that mark for
and
eggs.
Again, that's a charcoal. There's no fittings, no knobs, just a charcoal barbecue.
And just to say to you, you're talking about pizzas there. So on the 16th, 17th of July, you can come to the orchard and make your own pizza. There's a Weber chef on, 2 Weber chefs on site, and you can make a steak.
Does Ray have any advice on disposable barbecues? You can't seem to get the heat on them.
No, they're like if you want, like really, if you're a person that travels or a person that goes to the beach, there's a barbecue called a traveler, which basically drops flat down and it's like a suitcase on wheels. You bring it with you. You can take a small screw-in canister that would cook for you. You can just go down to a small charcoal barbecue that you just bring with you. Go anywhere barbecue.
Have you seen a big change? Because you said you were at it 17 years. In that 17-year period, has there been a big change in the amount of time and effort people put into barbecuing?
There has, because we've run cookery courses this year, smoke courses and around the world courses. So what, 2.5 hour course, you come in, you prepare the food, you eat the food. And they've all sold out. People are ringing us again saying, when is the next class is coming up? So we will do autumn classes and a Christmas menu as well.
Well, if you want to find out more, you can get it through our friend Ray at the Orchard Home and Garden Centre. That is Ray McLaughlin. And thanks again to Ron Seal, who is helping getting your garden summer ready.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.